Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining our fourth quarter full year 2017 results presentation. From GB Auto, we have Dr. Ralph Gabor, CEO, and Mr. Mustafa Almaty, CFO, presenting fourth quarter 2017 results. I will hand over to Dr. Gabor for his presentation, then we will have a Q&A session. Dr. Gabor?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our fourth quarter results call. With me here today is Mustafa Almaty, our Chief Financial Officer. We have concluded another good quarter on the road to recovery in our auto and auto-related business. I'm confident that the worst of the turbulence is now behind us. Our strategy of significantly reducing our inventory to match market demand and liquidating loss-making models has worked well, with inventory now at £3 billion, the lowest level of the last five quarters. Q4 17 was yet another consecutive quarter in which we reduced automotive net debt, which now stands at £3.8 billion. Going forward, we plan to focus on slowly regaining our market share to our historical rate of 33%. At the same time, streamlining operations has continued to bear fruit, with gross profit steadily improving well on its way to recovery at the net income level. While we anticipate growth in automotive sales in the next quarter to be relatively muted due to seasonality and expected supply shortages, we are confident that our complementary automotive businesses will see profitability rise, and we are optimistic that passenger car market volumes are expected to improve to 120,000 units. Together with our proven ability to react with flexibility to market dynamics and our cost-cutting and diversification efforts, this will ensure our continued progress in delivering improved performance from quarter to quarter. In the meantime, while we are confident that positive sentiment is finding its way back to the automotive market, we are anxiously awaiting the Egyptian government to pass the highly anticipated automotive directive, which will greatly improve Egypt's investment climate. GB Capital has continued to do well quarter on quarter in a market that is looking for attractive and innovative financing options. We see credit quality remaining very strong, and GB Capital has continued to maintain a healthy loan portfolio quality. Non-performing loans were at 1.9% and NPL coverage ratio at 129.6%. High coverage ratio reflects the company's prudent risk policies and provisions taken against its growing portfolio. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll provide you with a quick business-by-business overview. On the passenger car front in Egypt, both revenues and gross profit increased for the segment on a quarter-on-quarter basis, with the division showing clear signs of recovery as customers regain purchasing power and high-margin cars replace low-margin ones. Moving to motorcycle and three-wheelers, it's clear to us that the market for three-wheelers is back to its historical level, with strong demand for these revenue-generating products. We began manufacturing two-wheeler chassis at the end of the year, which we anticipate will boost volumes in 2018. For the commercial vehicles and construction equipment division, we have increased both revenues and gross profit compared to last quarter. We believe the segment is poised for growth this year, with the truck and bus segment gaining traction due to the increased private sector business and rise in tourism activity. After sales continues to be one of our best performing segments, with numbers climbing both year on year and on a quarterly basis. The segment is doing so well that we are pushing ahead with plans to expand our workshop network, looking to open centers in Minya, Aswan, Tanta, Marsa Matruh, and Damietta within the next 2 years. We are also working on constructing a truck and bus workshop in Abu Rawash. We are delivering on plans to expand our high-margin tire business to capitalize on the success of the segment. We've begun commercializing Pirelli and Faro truck tires, and plans are underway for the first quarter of this year to distribute Turkish-made tuk-tuk tires. We are proud of the outstanding performance of Geely Capital, which continues to capture more market share across its five subsidiaries and has generated returns on equity of more than 30% in 2017, while maintaining a strong risk discipline. I'd like to give you some guidance for our first quarter 2018 revenues by line of business. For passenger cars, we expect revenues in the range of £1.5 billion. For two- and three-wheelers, we expect revenues in the range of £700 million. We expect revenues for the tire division in the range of £180 million. Commercial vehicle and construction equipment division should see revenues in the range of £300 million. For our regional operations, we expect revenues in the range of £750 million. Revenues for after-sales division are expected to be in the range of £260 million. GB Capital should see revenue in the range of £715 million. For auto and auto-related, we expect a blended gross profit margin of 12%. For GB Capital, after intercompany elimination, we expect a gross profit margin above the 25% level. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll conclude my remarks and turn the call over to Mustafa, who will give us a rundown of our financial performance. Afterwards, we will open the call to your questions. Mustafa, please.
Thank you, Dr. Rauf. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to say that auto and auto-related segment results have delivered another quarter improvement in revenues, which demonstrate that we are now in recovering market. In addition, the segment's results have also delivered a third quarterly improvement in gross profit when excluding our regional operations. This demonstrates how across different business we are making progress in Egypt as customers see increase in their purchasing power. We have seen auto and auto-related net debt fall to £3.8 billion at the end of this year. GB Auto was successful and recapturing market share, once again maintaining our market leadership for the passenger cars market with a market share of 31.1% for the full year. Hyundai maintained its number one market leadership position with 21.9% market share for the year. Revenues from Egypt passenger cars recorded a 10% quarter-on-quarter increase in fourth quarter 2017. To 2.5 billion Egyptian pounds, despite slightly lower in the volumes. The company sold a total of 31,516 units by the end of this year. GB Capital delivered a solid performance, delivering 1 billion pounds in revenues in fourth quarter 17, up 25.5% quarter on quarter, and 3.4 billion Egyptian pounds in full year 2017, up 36.7% year-on-year. GB Capital saw its net portfolio assets grow to 5.8 billion Egyptian pounds, while annualized ROE stood at 34.2% and annualized ROAA 21.2%. GB Capital's loans received portfolio recorded about 51% growth in full year 17 with healthy and solid portfolio. GB Capital's provision levels growth in line with loan portfolio growth as a matter of prudent risk management. GB Capital companies leverage compared to regulatory caps, which is in light of the nature of the business, would allow the companies to borrow up to 8 times shareholders' equity for GB Lease and Drive, and up to 10 times shareholders' equity for Tata Heels. Standard total leverage for GB Capital stood at 4.5 times as 31st of December 2017 versus 3.55 times as per regulator definition. GB Auto Group recorded a consolidated revenue of £5.5 billion in fourth quarter 2017, gaining 33.4% year-on-year, and managed to end the year with top line of 17.7 billion Egyptian pounds and 15.5% increase over last year. Gross profit for the group increased 3.4% compared to third quarter 17, delivering the third consecutive increase in a row. That concludes my presentation for today. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now open the floor for your questions. Thank you, operator.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. At this time, there are no phone questions.
That makes my life easy. Shall we give them a more more minute if anyone has a question?
Okay, that is star 1 to ask a question. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question.
Okay.
It appears we have no questions at this time.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining the call, and hope to give you in May a good result for Q1. Thank you.
That concludes today's presentation. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.